Hi everybody, it's me again. This is part two of my Saturday chat and update from Great Yarmouth. Well, I can't remember where my other message finished, but as I was saying, because I live and work in London, it's important for Zara, as she's 10, to possibly retire sooner rather than later, because, you know, London is a very busy place for any dog to work. She's doing well for her age. My first dog, I was very lucky, and she worked till she was 11. But even from back then to now, things have really changed. London has got much, much busier. And since having Honey to having Zara, my workload definitely has, or her work, their workload has definitely increased, because I'm much more independent, much more confident about being out and about, and I enjoy being out and about. So I make the most of having a guide dog, and I definitely make sure that I get out and about, because that's what it's all about, really. You know, if you have a guide dog, it's important to maximise what you can do with them. And I get, you know, that it's difficult for people necessarily to be independent and confident. But I guess the whole point of having a guide dog, it means that it gives you that ability to do that. I will never not have a guide dog. It's definitely my preferred way of getting out and about. Yes, I can use a cane, and yes, I've kept up my cane skills, because you have to. But as a totally blind person from birth, I think it means that I feel much more independent and much more confident with a dog, and it's just personal preference. And guide dogs, or any dog, is not for anyone. I mean, it's a very serious thing to get into. At the end of the day, it's a big responsibility, and anyone wanting a guide dog, all I say is I urge you to think very carefully about it, because they are a tie, as much as being rewarding and giving you the independence and freedom and confidence. They are a huge, huge tie, and dogs need a hell of a lot of care. It's not just about putting their harness on and off you go. And what people don't tell you is there are a lot more restrictions than people think. A lot of people, unfortunately, face a lot of access refusals due to dogs. It's not right, shouldn't be happening, and it is important people challenge the access refusals, but it does happen. And people don't tell you about that. When people apply for a dog, a lot of people glorify the, you know, the importance of having a dog. And I'm not saying it isn't nice. I'm not saying that it doesn't enable me to live an active life. It does. But I'm also realistic that I will possibly have access refusals, and I need to challenge them. And that's where I'm not sure how equipped children and young people are to deal with that, because when you're a teenager, or even 11-year-old, or whatever, however old the youngest person eligible is, you're not equipped to deal with that. And I'm not being funny. Why should you be having to deal with that? You know, children should be allowed to be children. I get the importance of enabling people to get out and about on their own terms, but children need to be allowed to be children. Anyway, I think I've said enough. apologise for the controversy of this message, but I get peed off with people always thinking that it's absolutely okay to let kids have guide dogs, because I don't know that it is. If I was a parent with a child, yes, I would want my child to be independent and free and confident, but I think it's important that children learn to be independent and free with their cane first, because that's what I had to do. When I was at school, I was taught cane skills and I had to learn to use my cane correctly and learn to be safe with it. And you know, okay, it's not nice. Now I've had a guide dog, I know how hard, well, how difficult it can be to use a cane. But on the same token, I'm glad that I was taught to be a cane user, because I'm not restricted then. And I think it is easier to learn things as a child. Oops, how many minutes have I got? Oh, gold. Oh, come on, where's the... Oh, it's locked itself. How did it do that?
It will do if it's just left.
Yeah, but... gold. Oh, stop. Anyway, I'm going to send this and speak to you. Oh, dear. Why is it? Isn't it recording?
Why is it saying resume between the pause?
It's saying pause.
If it's saying pause, then it's recording.
Yeah, but it's saying 0 seconds of 0 seconds. How on earth? Because my phone's still locked. All right, I'm going to pause this and see what happened. Speak to you soon.